Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What y'all trying to do?
Good morning. It's 8:30 at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Dan O'Neill sitting in. The woman accusing the Supreme Court nominee of sexual assault has come forward, and it could impact Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation votes. We have this report from Fox Rich Edison.
A California college professor is accusing the White House Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct. The White House says it stands behind Judge Brett Kavanaugh and his denials of that. The Washington Post reports Christine Blasey Ford claims one summer night in the early 80s, when she and Kavanaugh were in high school, that he was stumbling drunk, pinned her to a bed, groped her, and put his hand over her mouth to stop her screams. The Post cites her saying, quote, "I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing." Ford says she escaped when Kavanaugh's friend, Mark Judge, jumped on them, and she then ran out of the room. Last week, Mark Judge told the Weekly Standard that Ford's claims are absolutely nuts and that he never saw Kavanaugh act that way.
Democrats are asking the FBI to investigate, while Republicans accuse Democrats of delaying Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing while knowing about the alleged allegations since July. A man from Harrington has died after being run over in Morris County. The Kansas Highway Patrol said it happened between 1:20 and 1:44 this morning. A man was laying in the middle of U.S. Highway 56, about 10 miles east of Harrington. The man was struck by a vehicle that left the scene. The Highway Patrol identified the man as 56-year-old Sean Irons. The investigation into the incident is ongoing. Wellington police are investigating after a fatal stabbing early Saturday.
Authorities say the stabbing happened around 2:30 a.m. at a residence in the 300 block of North B Street. Wellington Police Captain Paul Nefsker tells our news partners at KSN-TV that arriving officers found a 26-year-old man at the home suffering from stab wounds. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died from his injuries. Nefsker says a 29-year-old Wellington woman has been taken into custody in connection with the stabbing. The names of the victim and the woman taken into custody are being withheld at this time. Wellington police are investigating the stabbing as a homicide. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Downgraded to a tropical depression over the weekend, Florence has turned the lights out in South Carolina.
There were upwards of 170,000 power outages in the state of South Carolina. A lot of the people who are working to try and restore that power are actually staying in cots. Whatever they're doing seems to be working, because officials now say that there are less than 20,000 power outages in the state of South Carolina. And while things are improving here, officials say we're still not out of the woods just yet.
At least 740,000 homes and businesses are without power across North and South Carolina. 26-year-old Arthur Medici of Revere, Massachusetts, was bitten by a shark over the weekend while boogie boarding off of Newcomb Hollow Beach in Wellfleet. The man succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead at a hospital. Fox's Brian Linus has this report.
This attack happened off of Newcomb Hollow Beach in Wellfleet, Massachusetts. It's an area popular with surfers. There's no word yet on the type of shark that attacked. This is the second shark attack off of Cape Cod in as many months. In August, a 61-year-old New York man was bitten by a great white shark. He's still recovering. At the time of the attack, reportedly there were several seals in the area. State Senator Julian Sear tells the Boston Globe that the number of shark sightings has increased as the local seal population has rebounded thanks to federal protections over the years. He believes these seals are attracting more sharks closer to the shore. Sear is now calling on more preventative measures to stop this from happening again. Wellfleet beaches are closed until further notice.
There were no lifeguards present because it took place after the Labor Day holiday. Time to take a look at our forecast now with staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It is a quiet start to the work week. Sunny, warm, and humid with temperatures in the mid-80s by around lunchtime. 91 for the afternoon high. Clear tonight, Darlow 71. Breezy on Tuesday, we'll get to 92. And much more fall-like weather with off and on rain and thunderstorms by later this week and next weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Skies are partly cloudy, 71 degrees at KNSS. It's time now to blur the edges of everything that we know and love here. It's time for Jad to bring us the blur. Jad Chambers.
That's right. And today on the blur, well, it's a big day in television.
Okay.
It's a real big day in television because, of course, television's night tonight, Hollywood gathers for the 70th annual Emmy Awards. I've got a preview of this coming with Fox's Michelle Pollino.
The battle between the streaming networks and cable TV will hit the proven ground tonight at the 70th annual Emmy Awards ceremony. Netflix heads into the night with the most nominations, 112. HBO, however, will bring Game of Thrones, which scored 22 nominations. Saturday Night Live and HBO's Westworld have 21 each. FX's Atlanta, Hulu's The Handmaid's Tale, and Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel are the shows predicted to pick up trophies. SNL's Colin Jost and Michael Che are hosting.
And this year, we decide who wins.
No, it's still the voters.
Yeah, and we know how that works out. Uh-oh, political!
The show starts at 8 on NBC. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
It's a big night in television.
Yeah, of course they got bumped from their normal Sunday night because
their
of
normal
football.
Sunday night because of football, but
you know, priorities.
Well, you got to go with your ratings winners,
especially when the Cowboys were playing last night. So America's team, quote,
yeah, unquote,
yeah. Well, you go with network. You're going to go with what gets you ratings. It's just how it works.
You know, aren't football ratings on TV down too? I mean,
not that far down.
Not that far down.
Not Emmys down. Emmys. Emmys. Last year was the second lowest ratings they ever had, I believe. So,
ow.
Yeah, so not that far down.
Well, at least they have fun doing it.
Moving over to movies. Number one at the box office this weekend, The Predator. Fox's Debbie Hanley reports.
Fox on film.
I'm Debbie Hanley.
Predators just don't sit around making hats out of rib cages. They conquered space. But that's not what's on the horizon.
20th Century Fox says the film earned an estimated $24 million, starring Olivia Munn and Boyd Holbrook. The Predator cost $88 million to produce.
Tell me about the mission. Did you see anything unusual?
It's above our pay grade.
Do I get a cookie now?
Second place went to the Conjuring spinoff, The Nun, in its second weekend. The horror pick has now grossed over $85 million.
The Abbey has a long history.
Valak.
Not all good.
A Simple Favor opened in third place with $16 million, starring Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. That's Fox on Film.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Predator this weekend.
I
gotta confess, I didn't go see it.
And I wasn't making any hats either.
Man. Number one at the box office this weekend didn't even really pull in that great of numbers as far as cash is concerned. It's kind of a bad weekend film. Today, this time we'll talk about stage a little bit here.
Okay.
Today is the very last day to see SpongeBob SquarePants on Broadway. The very last day. Here's Fox's Michelle Pauline. Or, sorry, Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Are you ready, kids? Farewell to Bikini Bottom. SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical is closing on Broadway after less than a year. The show was nominated for 12 Tony Awards and won one. But if you missed it, don't worry, you'll get another chance. Nickelodeon, the show's producer, says a North American tour is planned for next year. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Nominated for 12 Tony Awards.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Green Book. If we're talking about movies here,
yep.
Green Book, the movie, may not be on your movie watching radar just yet, but it might be soon. It won the Toronto International Film Festival's Audience Award. It's one of the most closely watched award shows ahead of the Oscars. In the past decade, every Toronto's People's Choice winner has gotten at least a nod for Best Picture. So Green Book is kind of a front runner so far. The Peter Farrelly movie stars Mahershala Ali as a classical pianist on a concert tour of the Deep South in the 1960s. So, yeah, heavy. His driver gets him through the region with the help of the so-called Green Book. It was a guide to African-American-friendly hotels and restaurants at a time when such public accommodations were sorely lacking in racial discrimination.
So it has nothing to do with The Notebook.
No, nothing to do with The Notebook. This is The Green Book.
The Green Book.
Yeah, looking forward to that one.
The Green Book, yeah.
Looking forward to that one. Could be interesting. Okay, this day in television history. On this day in 1964, the premiere episode of
Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched.
Of course, that's Bewitched.
Yep.
Starring Elizabeth Montgomery, Dick York, Dick Sargent. Ran for 8 seasons. On August 23rd this year, ABC announced it bought a pilot for a Bewitched remake.
Oh.
So ABC's working on that one, everybody.
That will probably go over about as well as the remake of The Munsters.
Yeah. So, they're doing a Bewitched remake, everybody. Stay tuned for that one. Also premiering on this date in television history.
Lieutenant, I saw that man, Johnson, murder Helen Kimball.
That's right. It's The Fugitive.
Yes.
It's The Fugitive. It premiered on TV on this date back in 1963. David Janssen, William Comrade, Barry Morse. Fugitive ran for 4 seasons, nominated for 5 Emmy Awards, and won the Emmy Award for Outstanding Dramatic Series back in 1966. And speaking of 1966, premiering on this day in that year.
Yeah.
That's right. Mission Impossible premiered on this day back in 1966. Get this. Ran for 7 seasons. It won 8 Emmy Awards.
There you go.
Yeah. And finally, Dan, premiering on this date back in 1972, one of my favorite television series of all time. That's right. MASH. Nominated in its run, in its 11-season run, was nominated for over 100 Emmy Awards. It only won 14, but it was nominated over 100 times in 11 years.
They did a lot of groundbreaking on that, that series.
Yeah, they did, several different. They did, it was the episode that First Person, where it was all shot as it was from the eyes of one of the patients in the hospital.
Right. Without a laugh track?
Yeah. They actually had a laugh track in some of the episodes. They didn't want... Larry Gelbart, the creator of MASH, did not want a laugh track in any of the show just because of the serious nature of some of the things that they discussed in the show. But they did have to compromise. They had to put a laugh track in. So the compromise they made was they were not going to put a laugh track in any of the operating room scenes.
There you go.
So laugh tracks were never heard in the operating room scenes, but in the others, depending on the version you're seeing, yeah, you might get a laugh track in there. The creator did not want a laugh track in MASH. So that premiered on this day back in 1972. MASH, the television show.
And Bewitched is going to be remade.
Ugh. I can't wait for that.
I don't know. Maybe I should audition for the part of Gladys Kravitz. What do you think?
I don't know. Wasn't Paul Lynde on that show?
I believe he was.
Yeah, maybe that's the part that you get.
Dr. Bombay. That would be my character right there.
There we go. Well, that is The Blur, brought to you every day by Pizza John's in Derby, 208 South Baltimore. That's south of K-15 and Market in Derby. They've got some really great pizza there. You got to go and you got to try that pizza. Steve is a big fan of their baked spaghetti.
Ooh.
Really good on their menu, too. I think the last time I was there, I had a Sarah's salad, ham, cheese, black olives, green peppers, onion, cherry peppers, and tomato slices.
Load it up.
was fantastic. And that's all, of course, at Pizza John's in Derby. And coming up on Steve and Ted in the Morning, we will be talking with Bill Roy. And Bill Roy, in Wichita Business Journal, they're talking about a new bar in the Delano area. Coming up on Steve and Ted.
Steve and Ted, Mornings on KNSS is brought to you by Select Homes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.